Hello again, brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Alchemist Labs on SlackRadio.org, RadioKDC.net, and SpiritPlantsRadio.com. For schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Mistakes. The first mistake was called man. The second mistake was called woman. And the third mistake was the invention of the poodle. Now, the reason the poodle was such a big mistake is because God originally wanted to build a schnauzer, but he fucked up. Time ago, the poodle used to be a very attractive dog. The poodle had hair evenly distributed all over its small, piquant, canine-type body. That's the way it used to be. The poodle used to be a regular-looking dog. You know it's true. I guess you do, too. Oh, I have to kiss you. Okay. Anyway, listen. Check this out. The poodle used to look good. You know, the regular dogs that used to hang out in the neighborhood looked at the poodle, didn't think anything of it. You know, they didn't used to make fun of it in the old days. But the woo man, as you know, has always been much smarter than the man. That stuff is very bad for you. Throw it away. Okay. Now you're interrupting my story. Now listen. What is that? Is that the Tower of Power or what? Oh no, no. It's one of those dope fiend devices. Take it away. Now listen. The woo man has always been much smarter than the man. You know this is true. And so it was since the beginning of time. The man would do anything to get some pussy. And that's why the woo man always had control over it. In the beginning, the woo man looked the man directly into the eye and said, "I'll tell you what, why don't you go get a job? Because I could use a few nice things around the house. Mainly what I need is a clipper, a scissors, and a pair of zircon encrusted tweezers. Thank you very much." And of course, the man did his duty, as they say in the trade. He went out and he got a goddamn job. Went out and pushed that broom around for about $1.298 an hour, brought his money back to the Garden of Eden, and gave that money to the woo man. The woo man ran out the back door of the Garden of Eden, went directly to the hardware store, got the clippers, the scissors, and the zircon-encrusted tweezers, and came back. And while the man was very tired from having his job, while he was sleeping, the woo man got a hold of the poodle, because the woo man had noticed earlier that the length and proportion of the poodle oral appendage, the tongue of the dog, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, was very much to her liking, except that this dog had too goddamn much hair on it. It didn't have the disco look that's so popular nowadays. And so the Woo Man set out to modify the aforementioned dog. Let me get a little visual aid. Now she took the dog and she cleaned it up a little bit. You see, she took a little bit off the back part here, around the neck, the thorax, the tootsies, got all of the unwanted extraneous material off this area, which we shall call Burbank. And then she set the little sucker up like this, really nice. Got his mouth set up like that. And squatted right on him, looking down into the dog's eyes. She looked down into the dog's eyes. Do you know what she said to the dog? She said,
"What's a girl like you doing in a place like this? I left my place after midnight and I came to this hall. Me and my girlfriend, we came here looking to ball. You came to the right place. This is it. This is the swingin'est place in New York City.
No shit.
How true that is. Oh, how true indeed.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we come here every Friday, Saturday night looking for that hot romance we need. We like to
you have in mind.
Okay. Well, I get off being juked with a baby octopus and spewed upon with cream corn. My girlfriend, she digs it with a hot Yahoo bottle while somebody's screaming. Corks and safeties, pigs and donkeys, have a scuba baby.
Well, it gets me so hard I can scream.
Just anybody spew on their vital parts. They want a guy from a group with a big hit single in the chart.
Funny you should mention it. Our new single made the charts this week with a bullet. With a bullet. Just let me put a little more rancid Budweiser on my beard right now, baby, and you can show me how a young girl such as you might be thrilled and overwhelmed by me.
What hotel did you say you were staying at?
Wanna split right away? not so fast, you silly boy. There's one thing I gotta say.
We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the charts. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the charts. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the charts. We want a guy from a group who's got a thing in the charts. And if the stick is a monster,
my God, Madge, you voluptuous New York City slit. Why didn't you tell me before it was so hard to tell with your little blousy poo on, but now that I see you, I would have helped. I didn't know you were so obviously pregnant.
I've got the thing you need. Endowed beyond your wildest clearasil spattered fantasies.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. stone.
Thank you.
what's the thing that is talking about everywhere?
Sex.
When they wanna be suave and debonair. Up the most from coast to coast. At your bongo party and your weenie rose. Even them Christians who was born again. Go out and get pooched every now and then. Do you do or don't you don't? Lying if you say you won't. Some girls try it and go on a diet, then they worry cause they's too fat. Who wants to ride on an ironing board? That ain't no fun. I tried me one. Throw that meat all over your bones. Work the wall with the local Jones. And while you do it, remember this line. The sniffer says all the time. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion.
Brothers and sisters, you are listening to Atmosphere Atoms on Radio.org, RadioBC.net, and SpiritParentsRadio.com for the schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
man in a tent is paying the rent. If you pooch a civilian, it's a major event down in France. Hey, did you hear where that's located? I say in France. Yeah. It's the first thing you hear is something like, and then it smells. Down in France. It does something. Listen. I say, the girls is all salty, and the boys is all sweet. I say, the food ain't too shabby, and they piss in the street. Down in France. It's that cold. Say, down in France. Now you know what? I saw it walking. It was, and then it said, down in France. Oh, yeah. Now, you won't believe this. They got the diseases like you ain't never seen. I said they got a mystery blowjob. Turn your pee to green. Down in France. Ain't that something? Say, down in France. So look, I saw the color. It looked just like it was. Way on down. And then it turned. Way on down. I was down in France. Oh, yes, it was. Listen. Look. They got some coffee eating right through the cup. And when you go gaga, they make you stand up. Down in France, that's where it's located. Down in France. Now listen, I gaga one time and then I heard it. And then I went, that was down in France. Now listen, if you're not careful and stick to your cheek, you smell like a native for a couple of weeks. Down in France. Ooh, something's smelling out here. Down in France. That's where it was. Listen, I smelled it. It went. And then it smelled like. That was down in France. Ooh, smelling fun in here. Oh, smell your harmonica. Go on, smell it, son. Oh, you know. They're coming too, I think, yeah. We cannot wait till we go back. Get so excited when the pool reacts. In France, a roof. Down in France, I'm talking about Bow Wow. See, they bark. And then they kind of. Never try to get your feet sucked in France. Merci. Oui. Ow!
Sure.
In the tree by the brook,
There's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misleading. When I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. And my thoughts I have seen, rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
and she's buying a stairway to
the show. Good night, Robert.
The meeting call of the Adult Male Motion.
Take it away, Brother Mark. Right now we're going to teach you all a little dance called the Mud Shark. Now the last time we were here downtown a little of the ways, we started contriving this dance called the Mud Shark. Tonight we're going to teach each and every one of you here how to do the Mud Shark. But before we teach you this dance, I'm going to introduce you to my brother, Frank Zappa. He's gonna tell us where the mud shark he come from. Take it away.
Before I tell you where the mud shark came from, I would like to introduce the most recent addition to the Mothers of Invention. I'd like to introduce members, the distinguished members of the foreign press who have been on tour with the Mothers for a week. And they are going to actually perform the mud shark dance. They're right over in that area there. And they have the details, they know how to do it. So when we give you the instructions on how to do the mud shark dance, just look around, you'll see they'll lead you around the room. You can trust them, you know, they're part of the group and everything. The origins of the mud shark are as follows. Bring the band on down, Hammer Barn. There's a motel in Seattle, Washington. It's called the Edgewater Inn. Has anybody ever been to the Edgewater Inn? Then you know that the Edgewater Inn really exists. And you know that this Edgewater Inn is located on Pier 67 in Seattle, Washington. That means that when you look out your window, you don't see no dirt or nothing. There's a bay or something in your backyard. This will enable the ingenious resident to participate in a little angling during his off-duty hours. Now, in the lobby of the aforementioned motel, there is a bait and tackle shop. They also sell knickknacks, doodads, and other necessary things that the people who like to go to Seattle and stay in such a motel could really get off on. They're real practical. China dogs, about like that. They also have a violin case that would hold several bottles of whiskey. Cute stuff. But they also offer to the general public fishing tackle. That means you can go in there and for a couple of bucks you can buy a piece of line and some preserved minnows, some dried shrimp, or if you talk kindly to one of the bellboys, you can get a plate of salmon bellies. Now, you take this material up to your room, you open up the window, you stick the stuff on the end of the hook, you dangle it into the putrid bay out the backyard, and you wave it around for a few minutes in desperate hope that you will be among the lucky few who have actually captured the elusive mud shark, or dogfish as it is known in those parts. It's a shark about that long, gray and everything, with a sandy skin. And it can be very useful in conjunction with a young lady who likes to get reamed and porked with it. You know what I mean? And this is true. There is a girl in Seattle, Washington, who is called the Mud Shark Queen. She introduced herself to us after our concert there recently. She looks like an enormous Alice Cooper. And she was the one that got it from the vanilla fudge with a mud shark. Now, in order to commemorate this historic event, this landmark in rock and roll history, one of the great things that happened during the 60s, we've constructed this bold, dance for you. Let's Woodstock Nation out, ladies and gentlemen. Follow the instructions. And as you learn the wood, as you learn the mud stock, just follow right on out the door, because that's going to be the end of the show. You know what I mean? Here's how you do it.
Okay, now I'm going to teach you this dance called the mud shark.
You got to do it all the way down Broadway.
Now let me tell you, you got to stand up. Each and every one of you in this hall tonight, I got to teach you this dance. And it starts with your right hand and your right foot.
And it won't hurt you.
And you just swim. You know, you swim. It's kind of like Sly Stone says, you got to do it together to do anything at all. You know what I mean? So get those hands up and swim. Get them up, brother. Get them up. Get them up. Come on. Come on. Right hand. Swim. Now listen. Now we switch to the left hand and we swim a little bit. Come on. Get that left hand. Come on. Now I can see by the time on the wall, the old clock on the wall.
It's a dead fly.
Now I'm going to tell you. Now we do it with two hands and we swim. Like getting in between some nice warm legs, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now this is the step we want you all to do together. Now this is just like, this is about as close as you can get. Like Esalen Institute, you know what I mean? Ooh, Carnegie Love. Yeah. Now I'm gonna show you this with my brother Howard, and this is called spawning, Warren spawning. What you do is you latch up, right hand to left hand in between the legs, yeah. And you kind of hop. And we're going to ask all of you to do this, so watch closely and forget about what they've taught you.
Really, let's spawn a while now.
Listen to me.
Just
everybody, get in there. Come on.
Come on now, get down.
Now what we're going to do, we're going to go up the aisle. We want you all to join in.
There goes some people.
Latch on to
follow
those
them.
People.
There goes the aisle.
Follow them.
Follow those people.
We're going to
They're doing the mud chomp. Come on. They're doing the mud chomp. Yeah, baby. Brother Mark is gonna do the mud chomp. Follow him, baby. Do the mud chomp.
Thank you. so far out.
To the magic.
Into the mud shark, baby. Out,
out.
You go out.
You go out.
Thank you very much for coming to our concert tonight. Good night.